To those who would bear the hopes and future of our people, let the voice of their guns express the words of freedom. Greetings to the people and fellow comrade brothers and sisters. My name is Sin Q, and to my comrades I am known as Sin. I am a black man and a representative of black people. I hold the rank of General Field Marshal in the United Federated Forces of the Symbionese Liberation Army. Today I have received an order from the Symbionese War Council, the Court of the People, to the effect that I am ordered to convey the following message in behalf of the SLA and to insert a tape word of comfort and verification that Patricia Campbell Hurst is alive and safe. The Symbionese Liberation Army is the federated union of military political elements of many different liberation struggles and of many different races. Our unified purpose is to liberate the oppressed peoples of this nation and to aid other oppressed people around the world in their struggle against fascist imperialism and the robbery of their freedom and homeland. Since this is the purpose and goal of the SLA, it is therefore clear to us, as it will be to all oppressed people, that our interest is to serve and defend the people and not ourselves, since the people shall always come first in our hearts and souls. The SLA has arrested the subject for the crimes that her mother and father have by their actions committed against we, the American people, and the oppressed people of the world. In understanding this charge, we must first understand who the Hursts are and who they serve and represent. Randolph A. Hearst is the corporate chairman of the fascist media empire of the ultra-right Hearst Corporation, which is one of the largest propaganda institutions of this present military dictatorship of the militarily armed corporate state that we now live under in this nation. The primary goal of this empire is to serve and form the necessary propaganda and smokescreen to shield the American people from seeing the realities of the corporate dictatorship which Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford represent. This network of propaganda and confusion has succeeded in hiding the truth from the people. That truth being that this nation has suffered its first military corporate coup and that the Constitution, which some of us still believe in, has been overthrown. The Fascist Hearst Corporation is composed of, firstly, a national newspaper syndicate, which includes the San Francisco Examiner and Chronicle, and others which jump from California and to as far away as New York and Philadelphia. Secondly, a magazine monopoly composed of over 13 publications, which include, for example, House Beautiful, Harper's Bazaar, Town and Country, and Cosmopolitan. Thirdly, a TV and radio station empire across the nation with production of propaganda films for both national and international use. Fourth, ownership of vast areas of real estate in the United States and Mexico, forests, grassland, and cattle farms. All of this is directly connected to Washington and the corporate dictatorship of Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. That is to say that the Hearst Empire is one of the empires of the ruling class and whose interest serves the rich and are in direct contradiction with the interests of the people. Therefore, they are enemies of the people. Mrs. Randall A. Hearst is a member of the University of California Board of Regents and is responsible, along with others appointed by Governor Ronald Reagan, for the loaning of funds and the investments of our California tax monies in corporations which have interest and do gain profit from the robbery, oppression, and genocide carried out by fascist and racist governments around the world and within the United States itself. The regions with the support of Mrs. Hearst have time and time again been requested by we the people to not invest our money in such fascist corporations as General Motors, Westinghouse, Gulf, Standard Oil, Bank of America, and others who have and do serve and gain profit from the oppression, robbery, and murder that is committed against black people of South Africa, where 70,000 black children a year die from malnutrition, against white people of Ireland, where U.S.-trained British soldiers shoot down in the street Irish fathers and mothers as U.S.-manufactured tear gas suffocates Irish children as their older sisters and brothers rot in British concentration camps. Against the freedom of the Philippine people, where United States and Marcos puppet soldiers use U.S.-manufactured napalm to attempt to burn away the spirit of freedom from the hearts and souls of the poor and starving. The UC Board of Regents, one of California's largest foreign investors, supports through its investments the murder of thousands of black men, women, and children of Mozambique, Angola, and Rhodesia. Murders designed to destroy the spirit that all humanity longs for. With all these crimes placed before the Board of Regents and Mrs. Hearst, with all the pleas from the people to stop supporting these corporations and the murder of thousands of men, women, and children, the board and Mrs. Hearst did not raise one voice in protest or refuse to be a party to these crimes committed against these people and those committed against the American people. Through these acts and others, the Court of the People hold the Hearst family accountable for their crimes and hold that they are enemies of the people. We of the Symbionese Liberation Army hold that the Hearst Corporation and the Hearst family and the Board of Regents, as well as the corporate states which they support and aid, are enemies of the people. And as such, that the people have the legal and human right and duty to attack said enemy according to the forms of war taken by the oppressed people against any enemy or murderer and oppressor to regain their freedom and liberty, and we give life to their children and people. It is therefore the directive of this court that before any form of negotiation for the release of the subject prisoner be initiated, that an action of good faith be shown on the part of the Hearst family to allow the court and the oppressed people of this world and this nation to ascertain as to the real interests and cooperative attitude of the Hearst family, and in so doing show some form of repentance for the murder and suffering they have aided and profited from. And this good faith gesture is to be in the form of a token gesture to the oppressed people that they aid the corporate state in robbing and removing their rights to freedom and liberty. This gesture is to be in the form of food to the needy and the unemployed, and to which the following instructions are directed to be followed to the letter. In closing, and speaking personally for myself and as a father of two children, I wish to say to Mr. Hearst and Mrs. Hearst that I, as well as the forces under my command through the authority of the Court of the People, are not savage killers and madmen, and we do hold a high moral value to life. We value life very deeply, and with all the spirit that we as human beings can bring forth in our hearts. But speaking as a father, I am quite willing to lose both of my children if by that action I could save thousands of white, black, yellow, and red children from a life of suffering, exploitation, and murder. And I am therefore quite willing to carry out the execution of your daughter to save the life of starving men, women, and children of every race. And I am also, along with the loyal men and women of many races who love the people, quite willing to give our lives to freeing the people at any cost. And if, as you and others so naively believe, that we will lose, let it be known that even in death we will win. For the very ashes of this fascist nation will mark our very graves.
Mom, Dad, I'm okay. I had a few scrapes and stuff, but they've washed them up and they're getting okay, and I've caught a cold, but they're giving me pills for it, and so I'm not being starved or beaten or unnecessarily frightened. I've heard some press reports, and so I know that Steve and all the neighbors are okay, and that no one was really hurt. And I also know that the SLA members here are very upset about press distortions of what's been happening. They have nothing to do with the August 7th movement, that they have not been shooting down helicopters or shooting down innocent people in the streets. I'm kept blindfolded, usually, so that I can't identify anyone. My hands are often tied, but not. They're not. And I'm not gagged or anything. I'm comfortable. And I think you can tell that I'm not really terrified or anything. No, I'm okay. I was very upset, though, to hear about the police rushing in on that house in Oakland. And I was just really glad that I wasn't there. And I would appreciate it if everyone would just calm down and not try to find me and not be making identifications, because they're not only endangering me, but they're endangering themselves. I'm with a combat unit that's armed with automatic weapons, and there's also a medical team here, and there's no way that I will be released until they let me go, so it wouldn't do any good for somebody to come in here and try to get me out by force. These people aren't just a bunch of nuts, and they've been really honest with me, but they're perfectly willing to die for what they're doing, and I want to get out of here, but the only way I'm going to is if we do it their way, and I just hope that you'll do what they say, Dad, and just do it quickly. I've been stopping and starting this tape myself so that I can collect my thoughts. That's why there's so many stops in it. I'm not being forced to say any of this. I think it's really important that you take their request very seriously about not arresting any other SLA members, and about following their good faith request to the letter. I just want to get out of here and see everyone again and be back with Steve. The SLA is is very interested in seeing how you're taking this, Dad, and they want to make sure that you are really serious and listening to what they're saying. And they think that you've been taking this whole thing a lot more seriously than the police and the FBI and other federal people have been taking it. And it seems to be getting to the point where they're not worried about you so much as they're worrying about other people, or at least I am. It's really up to you to make sure that these people don't jeopardize my life by charging in and doing stupid things. And I hope that you'll make sure that they don't do anything else like that Oakland house business. The SLA people really have been honest with me, and I feel pretty sure that I'm going to get out of here if everything goes the way they want it to. And I think you should feel that way too. And try not to worry so much. I mean, I know it's hard, but I heard that Mom was really upset and that everybody was at home, and I mean, I hope that this puts you a little bit at ease so that you know that I really am all right. I just hope I can get back to everybody really soon. The SLA has ideological ties with the IRA, the people struggle in the Philippines, and the socialist people in Puerto Rico in their struggle for independence, and they consider themselves to be soldiers who are fighting and aiding these people. I am a prisoner of war, and so are the two men in San Quentin. I'm being treated in accordance with the Geneva Convention. One of the conditions being that I'm not being tried for crimes which I'm not responsible for. I'm here because I'm a member of a ruling class family, and I think you can begin to see the analogy that the people in the two men in San Quentin are being held and are going to be tried simply because they are members of the SLA and not because they've done anything. Witnesses to the shooting of Foster saw black men, and two white men have been arrested for this. You're being told this so that you'll understand why I was kidnapped. And so that you'll understand that whatever happens to the two prisoners is going to happen to me. You have to understand that I am held to be innocent the same way that two men in San Quentin are innocent. That they are simply members of a group and are had not actually done anything themselves to warrant their arrest. They apparently were part of an intelligence unit and have never executed anyone themselves. The SLA has declared war against the government, and it's important that you understand that that they know what they're doing and that they understand what their actions mean. And that you realize that this is not considered by them to be just a simple kidnapping. And that you don't treat it that way and say, oh, well, I don't know why she was taken. I mean, I'm telling you now why this happened so that you'll know and so that you'll have something to use, some knowledge to try to get me out of here. If you can get the food thing organized before the 19th, then that's okay, and it would just speed up my release. Today's Friday the 8th, and in Kuwait, the commandos negotiated the release of their hostages, and they left the country. Bye.
Mr. Hurst, as your daughter said, she's being held under the international codes of war regarding prisoners of war, and that is, she is not going to be harmed in any manner unless any attempt is made to release her by force. She is being properly treated, properly fed, and she has an exercise area, fresh air and so forth, and she's not being harmed in any fashion. And this is also related to our captured soldiers that are being held at San Quentin, and we hope that they will receive the same treatment according to the international codes of war. We understand from the national reports and so forth that the police authorities and others are attempting to place the responsibility upon us concerning the life of your daughter, and to distort and mislead the realities of the facts of the matter. However, we wish to express to you and to the authorities and to the public that whatever happens to your daughter will be totally your responsibility and the responsibility of the authorities which you represent. Her life will be maintained in the fashion that is accorded to the terms of war. And if they and yourself violate these, her life and the blood of that will be upon your hands only. In regards to communications, for security reasons and because of where we are at, that is not possible for us to maintain a continuous flow of communications with you. So don't expect phone calls or communications 3 or 4 times a week, because they won't come. When the stated good faith gesture is conducted, and we have means to ascertain as to if they are, we will begin negotiations for the release of your daughter. Until then, you can be sure and have our word, whatever that may be to you, that we will carry out our word to the letter. And we mean exactly what we say. Death of the fascist insect that preys upon the life of the people.